Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Good day, listeners. This is Dr. Lovely, and you're listening to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense. I thought it was high time to record a podcast with some definitions around the menopausal change. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think absence of information out there, especially from other health professionals who probably could use a little refresher on what this challenging time for a woman is defined as. So I will say this, I've been studying perimenopause for years. I have been studying women's hormones for years at this point and treating women with hormonal challenges for more than a decade now. And I can tell you that as I enter my own perimenopause now, I find that this information is even more relevant and even harder to come by. So hopefully at the end of this podcast, you'll understand a lot better what these terms mean and what kinds of things might be in store for you. So let's just jump right into it. So you hear the term menopause, you hear the term premenopause, but the term perimenopause is a newer term. And let me define those for you. So best place to start is with the term menopause. So you are menopausal when you have had 12 months without a menstrual period. Anything after that realization is postmenopause. The several years prior to that realization of 12 months without a period or amenorrhea is perimenopause. For some women, this perimenopausal era can last a couple years. For some, it can last a decade. But most women are in that place of about 6 years it takes to pass through the phases of perimenopause, which I'll define here in a moment. Prior to you starting those perimenopausal years, you're premenstrual or premenopausal, excuse me. So that's during your fertile years, the years where you're cycling regularly. That is premenopausal years. Okay, so the work around perimenopause is fairly new in terms of how medicine defines it, and this is why we're not seeing it quite as much as we should with our general practitioners, etc., is because it's just essentially not being taught in med schools. And so you really want to make sure that your healthcare provider, whoever you're working with, is actually staying up on their continuing education hours and learning the new research as it emerges. So back to perimenopause, a lot of this work is based on what I have been taught by Dr. Jerry Lynn Pryor at UBC. She's a researcher and a medical doctor there. And what we know is that there are approximately five phases of those perimenopausal years, which can last anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 years for women, most women being in that 6 to 7 year range. Typically, it starts around the age of 40, although it can start as early as 35, and it can go to the age of 55. Okay, so depending on where you start there. And the first couple of phases of perimenopause are rather quiet, maybe not so obvious to your medical practitioner about what exactly is going on for you and what can happen in that time. And I know this intimately. This is the phase that I'm passing through at the moment, is your sleep quality changes. Either you can't sleep as long or you wake in the night. That's most common, and can't get back to sleep right away. or you're just not able to shut off your mind so that you can go to sleep at night. Also, mood elevation is not as simple as changing your mind as it was when we were younger. So in this phase, depression and anxiety can become more of an issue, and certainly the anxious mind can start to really ramp up in this time. Or as a woman realizes that she's going through the perimenopausal change, she can really start to feel the loss of her fertility, her childbearing years. And that's a real emotional transition for women too, which we will likely discuss in another upcoming episode. So once you get to the place where you start having irregular periods and then skipping periods, this is the halfway point of those perimenopausal years. Okay. And at that time, a woman can start to feel things like the hot flashes, the night sweats, the vaginal dryness and painful intercourse. Those things can become more of an issue. And I think the best way to describe what you feel like emotionally during these years quite often is like PMS on steroids. It's true. That's actually what it feels like. There's sort of that teenage angst that comes back, except you've got all of the responsibilities of being an adult, likely running a household and a family, some of us a business, certainly a job outside of the home, and trying to be the very best mother, wife, friend, sister, aunt, daughter, employer that you can be. And it's a challenge. Let me tell you, it's a challenge. And, you know, I think that one of the things that women really need to rely on in this time is the community and comfort of other women who may have be going through the same thing emotionally or have already gone through it. And that's ultimately what some refer as the wisdom of the crone. Sort of lean on your older girlfriends that can tell you that, yeah, it sucks right now, but you're going to be able to get through it. Some women, to go back to the medical side of things, some women report that they're likely to have heavier periods right before they start skipping periods. What that means is you can have a lot more clotting as you're shedding the endometrial lining of the uterus. Some women talk about these periods being flooding, or that you simply almost can't leave the house. You can't function because, to put it in the simplest terms, there isn't a tampon or pad large enough to handle you leaving the house for any length of time. So that can be, of course, incredibly disruptive to a woman's job and lifestyle and home life. But the good news about that is there shouldn't be any more than 3 flooding periods. If there is, it's something you want to see your healthcare provider for, because there may be something else going on. You may be becoming quickly iron deficient, which can cause other issues in the body, in the system. But also there's help, and you don't have to suffer through that. And I find this particular topic really interesting because I have seen women shame each other around the whole flooding period situation. And I just would like to take a moment to say that if you're fortunate enough not to have had a flooding period, then thank your lucky stars, because it's not a pleasant experience. It's incredibly disruptive. And to support your girlfriends that are having that, because there is a lot of shame around that, and it's time to actually talk about it so that it's not such a scary thing for women that are experiencing it. And it's also time to support better your sisters around this, and you know, help each other out. Anyways, once we get to the place where, one other thing I did want to say about that sort of middle phase of perimenopause is that a woman can talk about her hot flashes get worse and worse and worse until she bleeds. That can happen, and not to worry too much about it unless it goes on and is just too incredibly disruptive for you, and then certainly seek help managing those symptoms. Finally, when we get to the place where we're skipping periods, we start to get some relief. We can go several months without having a period, and then it can come back again. And yes, the clock starts over again as soon as you've had another period. Menopause isn't actually defined or present until a woman has been 12 months without a menstrual period. Now, here's the final thing I'd like to say about these phases of perimenopause. It's just when you think that you might be able to not always have to carry a tampon in your bag, just do it anyways, okay? Mother Nature has a sense of humor. The other thing you need to know is it is possible for you to get pregnant throughout this entire era. Even if you're not having regular monthly periods, it is possible for you to get pregnant. And like I said, Mother Nature has a sense of humor, so you must keep using whatever form of birth control you had been using. I hope that has given you some insight into some of those defining moments around perimenopause, premenopause, and menopause. And we will pull apart more of those symptoms and the hormonal components of those in future podcast episodes. As always, you can find out more about me at drlovely.expert. Thanks for listening. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.